Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Laura. What's that you're drinking?
It's tea, Laura. Mm. We British love a good cup of tea.
How many cups of tea do you drink in one day?
Oh, I would say I drink 2 or 3 big cups of hot tea every day. How about you?
Maybe just 1 big cup, because I usually can't sleep when I drink too much tea.
Okay, well that's fair enough. Now in the UK, drinking tea could be something you do at home, but you can go to a tea house as well, just like you can in Taiwan.
That's right. I imagine that tea houses in England are a little different from Taiwan, though.
Well, yes, they are. But in fact, the whole process of going out for tea is a little different. That's what we're going to find out about in today's article.
Cool. Let's take a look.
Reading.
The Joys of Afternoon Tea, written as first person from the point of view of a female student traveling in the UK. When I was younger, I remember hearing that British people love to drink tea. So, last month, when I visited the UK, I was really eager to see what British tea culture was like.The family I stayed with drank several cups of tea a day. They usually ate biscuits with their tea and dunked the biscuits into the tea. It was nice, but it wasn't really special. Then, a friend invited me to a tea shop to take afternoon tea. It was exactly what I'd been dreaming about.The tea was served with a range of snacks. There were sandwiches and buns, cakes and desserts, and even freshly baked scones. We stayed there for 2 hours, enjoying high-quality tea and delicious things to eat. In the tea shop, we really had to mind our P's and Q's. I learned about afternoon tea etiquette. Unlike at home,We couldn't dunk biscuits in the tea. My friend also told me not to rattle my spoon in my cup. I didn't mind, though. The rules made us feel like 2 high-class ladies.
Now first, we need to explain something about today's article. There's a note at the start that says, written in first person from the point of view of a female student traveling in the UK.First person means that instead of saying, he went there, she saw this, you say, I went there, I saw this. It's like you're reading someone's diary or that person is telling you what happened.
Cool, 没错，在看今天的文章之前，我们先来了解一下这篇文章的作者呢，是什么样的背景哦。那个文章是以一位女学生到英国旅游的角度所撰写哦。OK, 那所以我们看到呢，文章会是以什么样 ?First person, 也就是第一人称来撰写。因此主词是不是都是看到都是用 I, 我怎么样我怎么样。Actually, I love the idea of reading somebody's diary. Yeah, especially my sister's. OK, I know that sounds a little childish and probably rude, but I swear it was when I was young. I don't do it anymore.
Well, anyway, that's what we mean by point of view. So this article was written to look like a blog or a diary or a story by a female student in the UK. We know what she's thinking, so we say the story is from her.Point of view.
Oh, I see. Point of view 其实就是观点啦，或是角度。那当然我们也可以用另外一个字 viewpoint 这个字来代换。OK, 那比方说呢，如果我说啦 even if you disagree with her, you should try to see things from her point of view.意思就是即使你不认同她，你也可以试试看从她的角度来看事情哦。
Let's also look at the word female, spelled F-E-M-A-L-E. It can be a noun, but in this article, female is an adjective, and it just means a woman or a girl. The opposite is male, M-A-L-E, male used for a man or a boy. For example, we could ask, where is the female restroom? Meaning, where are the ladies' toilets?
OK， 我们来看一下 female 刚刚也出现在课文的文章哦，这是女性，那它可以当作名词，其实就等于 girl 啊或是 woman 都可以，但是本课呢它则是当作形容词来用，表示女性的或是母的哦，像是 a female singer 就是女生的歌手，或是 a female bird 就是母的小鸟哦。那顺便我们当然要来学一下男生啊或是男性的英文，就是 male， M-A-L-E。
So let's read about what our female student saw in the UK. She says, when I was younger, I remember hearing that British people loved to drink tea. The word British, B-R-I-T-I-S-H, British, just means from Britain, like me.
That's right. 好啦，赶紧来看看文章在说些什么。这个女生写着说，当我比较年轻的时候，我记得听说过这个英国人他喜欢喝茶。那我们来学一下 British 这个字，就是英国的啦，或是英国人。那英国这个国家我们只要用 Britain， OK， B-R-I-T-A-I-N。 So for example, Pat speaks with a British accent because he is from Britain. Next, the student saysSo last month, when I visited the UK, I was really eager to see what British tea culture was like.
Yeah, the word eager, spelled E-A-G-E-R, eager, is an adjective that means having a strong desire to do something you really want to do. You could be eager to see a movie, for example. Mm. Notice we say eager to do, not eager doing.ing, so it's to do.
没错， eager 是个形容词，有着渴望的啦，急切的。那一般我们可以用 eager to do something. 那如果要接名词，你可以用 eager for 再接一个名词哦。For example, they were eager to hear the latest news. Mm. Or you could also say they were eager for the latest news.好，那回到课文，刚刚那句话是说，所以上个月当我，当然就是那个女生啦，去英国的时候，我就超想超想看看到底英国的喝茶文化是怎么样呢？ So our student is eager to see British tea culture, right?
That's right. The word culture is spelled C-U-L-T-U-R-E, culture. And it means the ideas, the customs, and the behavior of a society, country, or group of people.Here we're talking about British tea culture. So it's how British people drink tea, when they drink tea, what things they do when they drink tea, and more. We could also say Jim is really interested in Japanese culture.
Culture 这个字当然就是文化的意思，像是每个国家都有不同的文化，像是刚刚 Pat 提到的 Japanese culture 当然就是日本文化啦，而 pop culture or popular culture 就是流行文化。 I think it's extremely important to learn about and understand different cultures around the world. Let's see what our student found out. 接着呢，文章提到啊，这个女生住的寄宿家庭每天都要喝好几杯茶哦，她是这么写的哦。 So she writes, the family I stayed withdrink several cups of tea a day.
Well, that's certainly not unusual. So in the morning, 3:30 in the afternoon, after dinner, that kind of thing. The student then writes, they usually ate biscuits with their tea and dunked the biscuits into the tea. Now, biscuits, which is, we've got one right here, they're like hard cookies, okay? Sometimes they have chocolate on. And we, British people, we really like to havebiscuits like this.
Nice. 接着文章写到，英国呢，他们通常会喜欢吃饼干配茶。Biscuit 当然就是刚刚我们这个 Pat 拿到的这个饼干，而且比较硬一点的这种哦，是英式的说法，其实就等于我们常说的 cookies. Now, what does it mean they dunk the biscuits into the tea?
Well, to dunk, and this is D-U-N-K, dunk, means to dip something in a liquid or tea, like coffee or even soup, before eating it, like this.Okay, see, it's a bit wet, and then...
Oh, yummy.
Very nice.
Okay, so dunk, 我们来看一下其实就是泡根茎的意思。
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to taste what it tastes like.
It actually makes the biscuits taste better. People also dunk Oreo cookies in milk. Mm-hmm. They can dunk bread in soup, things like that.
我懂耶，真的，它你在泡进去的时候其实让这个 cookie 比较好吃。所以难怪英国人他们喝茶的时候会拿饼干去沾茶。那 dunk 呢，这个字除了有灌篮的意思，像 slam dunk 哦。OK, dunk 还可以用来表示泡啦、浸啦，像是喝汤时候啊，泡一些面包啦，就会超好吃的。I love dunking bread in soup. 或是把 Oreo 饼干泡在牛奶里吃，也超赞的。 就是喝茶配饼干，下次大家可以试试看。Do you dunk that?
I sure do. As I've just shown, it improves the flavor of the biscuit. And you can do it with a Tim Tam, is that right?
That's right. I love Tim Tams when I grew up in Australia. 大家有没有吃过 Tim Tam? 其实它比这个还大一点啦。OK, 它是巧克力饼干，但是它有比较厚一层一层的巧克力饼干。But they can get super sweet if you eat lots of them.
Yeah, that's true. Let's get back to our article. The student says, it was nice, but it wasn't really special.
Oh, 是哦，所以那样很好吃，就是沾茶吃饼干，但是其实并没有很特别。Things get better though, she writes, then a friend invited me to a tea shop to take afternoon tea.
Yeah, we often use the verb take to go with tea to mean drink tea or have tea.
我懂了，所以这里的 take afternoon tea 的 take 其实就是 drink tea 啦，或是 have tea， 也就是喝茶的意思啦。那文章提到啊，后来有一位朋友约这个女生啊去茶店喝下午茶。
Next, she says it was exactly what I'd been dreaming about.
Good for her. 那正是她一直以来所梦想的哦。And next, she writes the tea was served with a range of snacks.
Yeah, a range of means lots of different kinds, so more than one snack, and they were all different.
Okay, 所以喝茶时候还会附上不同的或者是一系列的小点心。A range of 当然就是指一系列的。Okay, now let's talk about snacks.
Yeah, a snack, S-N-A-C-K, snack, is a small amount of food eaten between meals. Now it could be fruit, a cookie, some chips, almost anything. But be careful to pronounce it snack, not snake.
没错 ，snack， 注意哦，发音不要跟 snake 搞混哦。是指什么呢 ？snack 是点心啊，或是正餐以外吃的小东西啦，像是一个苹果啦，或者是 chips 啊，就我很喜欢的，好，或者是 cookies、muffins、松饼，这都是我超喜欢吃的 snacks 哎。那如果把这个字不小心念成 snake， 哎，大家可能误以为你喜欢吃蛇肉哦。Okay, next she tells us what kinds of snacks there were. There were sandwiches and buns, cakes and desserts, and even freshly baked scones.
Yeah, a scone or scone, both okay, S-C-O-N-E, scone or scone, is a type of small cake, not too sweet and a little hard.
好好了，我听着听着肚子也饿了、哦。刚刚提到的 a range of snacks 有什么？像是三明治啊、小圆面包啦、蛋糕和甜点 desserts， 甚至还有新鲜出炉的司康，那就是松饼的一种，就是 scone 或者 scone 的发音都可以。Next, she writes, we stayed there for 2 hours, enjoying high quality tea and delicious things to eat. 意思就是啊，我们在那里待了2个小时，享用着高级茶以及超美味的点心。
She goes on to say, in the tea shop, we really had to mind our P's and Q's.Now, this is an interesting phrase. Mm-hmm. To mind one's P's and Q's means to behave well and in a polite way. P's stands for pleases and Q's means thank yous. So it means saying please and thank you and being polite.
Oh, I thought it was like questions or something.
No, no.
好可爱，原来 P's and Q's 的 P 就是 pleases, 请，然后 Q 竟然不是 Q 开头的字，而是 thank you, 有没有听到那个 Q 的音？因此 mind your P's and Q's 就是要礼貌，小心自己的言行举止啦。所以课文是说在茶店就必须要小心自己的行为举止。那 it's also today's shortcut for you, so let's find out more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Wow, I can't believe it.
What is it?
I really can't believe it.
What?
I just learned that I won an award and I'll meet the president.
Wow, I guess you have to mind your P's and Q's then, huh?
My one's P's and Q's? I know the alphabet well.
To mind one's P's and Q's means to mind your manners and be on good behavior.
Gotcha! Mind one's P's and Q's means 注意礼节.
You got it. You have to be really courteous, well-mannered, ladylike, elegant.
And I'm not any of those things?
Well, I mean, you know, of course you are.
Maybe you should mind your P's and Q's.
Oops.
Welcome back. So our students had to be polite in the tea shop. She also says, I learned about afternoon tea etiquette. Now the word etiquette is spelled E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, etiquette, and it means polite behavior.
Etiquette 就是礼仪。Here's an example. Unlike at home, we couldn't dunk biscuits in the tea.
Oh, can't do that. Yes, many people think it's not polite. It's okay when you're at home, but not in a restaurant or tea shop.
所以不像在家里呢，我们在下午茶店呢，就不能拿饼干来沾茶哦。
My friend, the student also says, my friend also told me not to rattle my spoon in my cup. To rattle, R-A-T-T-L-E. Rattle means to make a noise by moving something kind of quickly back and forth. Look at my finger here.
Okay, 所以我朋友告诉我不可以拿这个汤匙搅拌杯子发出声音。Rattle 就是我发出咔咔咔咔的声音哦。So that's bad manners as well.
Yes.
The student says, I didn't mind though.
Yeah, this is why she says, the rules made us feel like two high-class ladies.
Wow.
So a rule, R-U-L-E, rule is a law or something else you have to follow in a certain place. So there are rules for driving, rules for swimming pools, classroom rules, and lots more. And we often use it as a plural, rules.
So rule 就是表示规矩啦，所以他不在乎啦，因为他觉得这些规矩就会让他们感觉他们两个是上流社会的女士。And that's how the story finishes. It sounds like the student had a really good time in the tea shop.
I'm sure she did, and it's kind of made me feel a little homesick, and I really want to dunk some more biscuits in my tea right now.
Okay, you do that while we move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what is your favorite kind of tea?
I like to drink chamomile tea, 洋甘菊茶. What about you, Pat?
British tea, mostly. I like a British tea, a blend that's really good. I also like a very smoky tea. You might have to help me with the Chinese. In British, we say Lapsang Souchong.
正山小种
Okay, and that, those leaves are dried with smoke, so it gives it a special flavor.
我知道 I think I've heard about it. Okay, and I actually Googled. 其实刚刚他提到的正山小种红茶或是立山小种 Some people say that as well.
Okay,
它是这个红茶的鼻祖哦 and it has that smoky, as you were saying,、
yes.
非常浓烈的松烟的香味 that smell, that fragrance, okay?、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of really good teas、out there. You can try dunking all sorts of biscuits、in them. We're going to do a bit more of that once the camera stops. Some biscuits you can put in longer. Sometimes you can't put in so long. You've got to be pretty careful. Okay, that's the end of today's article, but not completely the end.Because we're going to be back tomorrow to talk about the health benefits of drinking tea. So for English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Joys of Afternoon Tea. Written as first person from the point of view of a female student traveling in the UK. When I was younger, I remember hearing that British people love to drink tea.So, last month, when I visited the UK, I was really eager to see what British tea culture was like. The family I stayed with drank several cups of tea a day. They usually ate biscuits with their tea and dunked the biscuits into the tea. It was nice, but it wasn't really special.Then, a friend invited me to a tea shop to take afternoon tea. It was exactly what I'd been dreaming about. The tea was served with a range of snacks. There were sandwiches and buns, cakes and desserts, and even freshly baked scones. We stayed there for 2 hours, enjoying high-quality tea and delicious things to eat.In the tea shop, we really had to mind our P's and Q's. I learned about afternoon tea etiquette. Unlike at home, we couldn't dunk biscuits in the tea. My friend also told me not to rattle my spoon in my cup. I didn't mind, though. The rules made us feel like two high-class ladies.
Vocabulary review.
Female. Su Bin is a popular female name in South Korea. Eager. After spending so much time in the city, I was eager to go hiking in nature. Culture. The mix of many cultures in the U.S. results in many different foods and fashions. Dunk. I love to dunk chocolate chip cookies in milk. Snack. Vegetables make for a healthy snack, but chips are tastier. Rule. The rule is that anyone shorter than the sign cannot ride the roller coaster.